It's a clean sweep at the top in the Joint Finance Committee. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling will be one of its two new co-chairs. Joint Finance is perhaps the most powerful committee in the legislature. Any bill that has anything to do with money must go there first. Alberta Darling says she intends to face Wisconsin's budget crisis head on.
We're going to be looking for real solutions. We're going to be looking at getting spending lined up with our revenues. And this is a taxpayer's budget, and we're not going to leave them out on the limb. We're going to attend to every decision is going to be based on what's in the best interest of the taxpayer and what's in the best interest of the state, short-term and long-term.
Middleton Democrat Senator John Erpenbach says Darling has the experience to chair Joint Finance. He says the minority party, however, will be holding Republicans accountable in the difficult budget process ahead.
The idea is that there's a group of legislators on the other side of the aisle that basically ran on the idea of they're not going to increase taxes, they're just going to do it all with cuts. And if that's actually the case, then our job in the Senate is to make sure that we put a face in every single cut and that the cuts are fair.
Darling says she will work to dissolve partisan gridlock. For one thing, she says the vice grip of power at the top will loosen. She says she intends to be more inclusive.
For far too long, Joint Finance has held power in the hands of a very few, and leadership has held that power. We have to change that. We have to get more of a debate so that ideas get debated in the light of day and have more citizen input. We have to return the legislature to the citizens. And to do that, we have to have more committee action.
The Assembly Republican, who will be Darling's counterpart co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, is expected to be named Tuesday. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.